Student of the Week by Lori Fuller, Church Magazines, based on a true story. All weekend long, Justin kept worrying about his presentation. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
Justin, next week is your turn to be Student of the Week,
Mrs. Mills announced. She handed him a paper explaining what he needed to do.
Can you make sure to bring your About Me poster on Monday?
Justin nodded and held the paper tight. Part of him felt excited. Being Student of the Week meant he could take Buddy, the teacher's stuffed toy rabbit, on an adventure and bring his mom to lunch on Friday. But part of him felt really nervous, too. He did not want to stand in front of the class. Whenever Mrs. Mills called on him, he looked down at his desk while he answered so no one would pay attention to him. But next week, he'd have to stand in front of the whole class and talk about himself. He'd even have to call on people and answer questions. Everyone would be looking right at him. That weekend was full of fun. Justin took Buddy on a sleepover at his cousin's house and drew a picture of them all together. Then he designed the About Me poster just right. He added a drawing of his favorite treat, brownies, and a map of places he'd visited, like California and Texas. And, of course, there was a picture of Justin's family. On Sunday, Justin even set up a stuffed animal primary for Buddy. But in the back of his mind, Justin kept worrying about talking to the class on Monday.
What should I say?
He wondered.
What if I can't talk when everyone is looking at me? What if I can't talk loud enough?
Finally, Monday morning came, and Justin said a prayer for help before heading to school with Buddy and his poster. When it was Justin's turn to speak, his stomach was doing flips. He took a deep breath and stood up.
Please help me do this,
he prayed as he walked to the front of the class.
Please help me be brave.
Justin told the class all about the favorite things on his poster. When it was time to answer questions, he made sure to call on both boys and girls. Before he knew it, it was time to sit down. Justin felt great about how he'd done. After school, Mom asked Justin how it had gone.
I was brave enough to talk a lot in class today. You know why? I prayed twice.
On Tuesday, Justin was supposed to bring a bag with something he loved inside. He walked to the front of the class and pulled out his favorite book about a snake who wanted to play ball with his friends. Then he flipped open the cover and cleared his throat. He read as loud as he could.
Sidebar. Feeling shy? Remember that you are a child of Heavenly Father. Pray for help. Smile, take a deep breath, and try to relax. Try new things. Think how you could help others. Don't give up. How to help when someone's shy. Include everyone. Give sincere compliments. Find out about what talents your friends have. Listen without interrupting. Let your shy friends speak for themselves. Don't force others into uncomfortable situations. Follow Jesus' example and treat people with love and respect. End of the story. Student of the Week. Read by Ethan Nelson, Shauna Thompson, Van Farnworth, and Charlene Stewart.